Hi, this is Shauna Gray, licensed agent with Providence Senior Care on the recorded line. Did you want to go over the 2026 Medicare plans and what's new this year?
Yeah, I was thinking about that $1,800 there.
Okay, so a different amount in each area with these different plans. So let's see what's available to you. Can you please confirm your zip code?
26062.
26062, is that Brooke County or Hancock County?
Brooke.
All right. Thank you for that. Now, before I begin, Medicare requires I let you know that we do not offer every plan in your area. Currently, we represent three organizations which offer 29 products. You can contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your state health insurance program for all your options. The phone number I see here, 304-670-4520.
You got it.
All right. And that's the best number to call you in case you call disconnects.
Yes.
Thank you. And Medicare requires I ask as well, do you make your own health care decisions or does a family member or maybe social worker help you?
No, I make my own.
Also, Medicare requires I ask, are you currently in a nursing home, long-term care facility, or does anyone live with you, or do you live in your own residence?
I rent, but I live by myself.
Gotcha. All right. And also, since I will be reviewing medication costs, do you have your medications there with you in the home if you are taking any prescribed medicines?
Yeah, I'm taking all kind of medicine, but it'd take me and you a week for me to tell you everything.
It's okay. Don't worry. We'll come to that. When we come to that juncture, we'll go over them. Do you have your red, white, and blue Medicare card with you today with a Medicare health insurance?
Yeah, somewhere. So
yeah, you misplaced it. That's fine. I can still look up your information on another avenue. Can you provide me with your first name and last name and the spelling?
Yeah, Rick Zombeck, Zombeck.
Zombeck. And
yes.
You said your first name is Rick, R-I-C-K?
Yeah.
And your date of birth?
4/25/54.
4/25/54, gotcha. And also your social?
Boy, that's kind of hard to be giving over the phone.
Your information is definitely protected. We are regulated by CMS and the government, since, of course, this is provided by our government. So, you know, information will not be placed anywhere else. It's just going to help me see what you currently have as far as your allowance, because a lot of plans have allowance, and how much you're getting, and see if there's another one you can get with your current provider in your area.
Well, I don't know. I ain't going to give it out because I just got hacked. That last month, I had to get all new cards. And
wow.
I had to get even my food stamp card. They got my bank card. They got my insurance.
They went crazy.
Yeah, they got, you know, I don't want to go through that all again.
No problem. You don't have your Medicare ID card at all. I just need the last three numbers from that to see what your current plan provides.
Wait a second, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, they got me. I went up to get some groceries, something to eat, because I live by myself.
Right.
My wife just passed away Christmas.
I am so sorry.
I went to get something. Here they hacked my card. I didn't have. I've been waiting. I didn't have nothing to eat. I've been going to churches getting something.
I hear you.
Until the first. So that's why I hate to give my social out.
I get that.
Okay. I'm scared to death. Yeah.
I understand. That's fresh. It's just freshly happened.
What did you want now?
Your Medicare ID number. If you could provide the last three numbers off of that. That's just
000.
for your Medicare ID. There's no zero. Are you sure it's zeros and not O's and zeros? Because it's usually a zero set of zeros, set of numbers and letters separated by dashes. Take a look at your
Medicare.
Yeah, for Medicare ID card. The red,
white,
and blue one.
Oh, the red, white, and blue one.
Right.
Oh, wait, I don't get my health care card. I got United Health Care, you know?
Yeah, I would need the Medicare health insurance card.
Wait a second here. I'm doing a different category here. Yeah, they got me good, boy. They said they found out where the food stamps, somebody bought them in Texas.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. But I asked them if they could put anything on there for me. My new one, they just, no, because people that, called in, they sold theirs and then they said somebody hacked them, so they had to stop giving them money.
Right.
People were cheating, you know?
Yeah, this, yeah, I get that.
That's it. It did something. Okay, let's see. I got to hear something. Yeah, my... Yeah, my last fourth are NR00.
NR00?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for that.
Is that right?
All right, so let's see what we can provide to you, because I know things are not easy. Just waiting for your information to come up. Do you have a pen and paper? That way I can provide you my direct contact name and number.
Yeah, wait a second.
Okay.
I've been having it kind of rough here.
I understand. I can see. I know, because you got to be protective and, you know, take it in one day at a time.
I'm trying, yeah.
I understand.
Then I got to go get a pep test. I don't know if I got cancer or not.
Oh, let's pray that that's not the case, sir. Let's pray that it's not the case.
I hope not.
I hope not also. I have a family member going through it right now and kind of got bummed out over the weekend because she, you know, was not in a good shape. And my dad called me and said, don't panic. I said, what now? What happened? He said, the cancer for your cousin spread. So I'm like, I'm kind of nervous here. Because
yeah.
I understand.
Well, I don't know. It's in my pelvis, the lymph nodes.
Hopefully it's not something... hopefully something...
I have to get that done to 6, so... I'll tell you.
Okay, so your information did come back. So are you currently at 1305 Overlook Drive, Weirton, West Virginia, 26062?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You started your Part A, B, and D, 4-1-2019. You also have Medicaid, which is very good. It helps with your coverage. Just a second. Okay, so let's see, you have United Healthcare currently.
Okay.
All right. And a lot of times the plan does provide the allowance, so let's see. 2-6. Well, no, I'm not going cuckoo.
So do you...
All right, let's go back.
It really is unfortunate how, even after, how expensive something...
You're in Hancock County, right?
It really is. So that's my job, though, your man, is to make sure that you...
I'm in Brook.
You're in Brook?
Well, I'm okay. Right on the line.
You're on the border? Oh, okay.
I'm right on the line. So it might have me in Hancock.
Mm-hmm.
My backyard's in Brooklyn. You know.
That's interesting. You have a backyard there, my other house is over this side.
Yeah.
Okay, you have a primary doctor that you do see?
Yeah, Dr. John. Cherry John.
Cherry John? Just like the
Cherry.
Oh.
Cherry, no, Cherry.
How do you spell that? C-H-E-R-I-O-N?
Yeah, that's close.
Let me see. Is he out of the same city you live in or the neighboring city?
Yeah. Let me try to find it here. I just put Dr. John in here.
I was close. Hold on. C-H-E-R-I-A-N. All right, that settles that. Okay, and let me add him. Are you seeing any specialist doctors? I know you just stated that you went and had some tests done.
Well, I got to go get them done.
Oh, yeah, we got it done, yeah.
I've got to go to 6.
Okay. All right, can you give me the names of any specialist doctors that you are seeing? Make sure that they're covered. If you have the names.
I'm going to Dr. Bernadine in here. He's new. I just went up to see him,
What is the first and last name? He says Bernadine, or for the last name?
Yeah, he's in one of them Indians.
Okay, we'll circle back to the specialist doctor. Let's see what I can find for you first. And you do have Medicaid, so I'm going to check your Medicaid levels and see where you're at when it comes to your health coverage, because it does help with your health plan. Okay. Money back on your social security check. So let's see, what's in your area. How often do you go see the primary care doctor? Just a moment,
all right? All right, no problem.
All right, thank you so much for holding.
No problem. I'm not going no place. We got about a foot and a half of snow here.
Everybody's talking about the snow. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. That snow. Just make sure you have all your goods and your snacks and your food and your resources in your home and you're warm and just camp out.
That's all I'm doing. It's hard by yourself.
Yeah, I understand. I get that.
Yeah.
All right. Now I'm gonna take a look. Now I know everyone's needs gonna be for you have to make sure all your needs are being met. I know everyone could use more money back in their pocket, but I have to make sure those other parts are taken care of. So I already see. I see what your Medicaid level is, which is good. It's full. All right. Now, you go to the doctor every 6 months, every 3 months, or once a year?
Yeah, every 6 months.
Okay.
That's how he got me. But I'm gonna be switching doctors here because he's getting a little bit older.
Okay.
And I'm gonna be switching to him. But I'll let you know that.
No problem. All right. And as far as ER visits, have you been to the emergency room within the past 6 months to a year?
Yeah, where I got my CAT scan at over in Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me about, that's what they told me about, I have to, what they found.
Okay.
CT scan, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and as far as transportation, you still get yourself around, right?
Yeah, thank God for that.
Yeah, that's true. And as far as and also as far as dental, do you have dental work you feel you have to get done, or you just go for annual checkups and cleanings?
Yeah, well, I just got some false uppers, so I just cleaned my teeth. I ain't been to the dentist in a while.
I hear you. Okay. You can always get those checked out.
Yeah.
And as far as vision, do you wear glasses or you just get your eyes checked every so often?
I just get them checked in. I buy them dollar store glasses.
Okay.
It's the cost of a buck.
The readers, I gotcha.
So you don't know what United
Healthcare. Yes. And as far as hearing, do you feel like your hearing is well, or do you feel you have to get them checked?
No, I got hearing aids.
Okay. Okay, hearing aids. And are you taking any medicines for chronic illness like diabetes, blood pressure, or hearing?
Yes, I am. I'm taking a whole handful.
Specifically for what particular illness? Diabetes, heart, or kidney issues? Which one?
Diabetes, blood pressure, sugar. You name it. I got it.
Mm-mm-mm.
Wait a second.
And then go ahead with that phone call. No words. I completely understand what you're talking about. I just want to assure you the call is supported in my sense that I am a complete patient. So if you comply with, you know, all the CMS standards, your information is fully protected. The only thing that we're doing is just to be able to verify what you currently have and whether if you qualify to pick up any additional benefits. So
I had to go in and get my list here.
Okay, I see.
All right, I'm going to read them off to you. I don't understand.
You don't have to read your prescriptions just yet. Just hold on to them in a moment. We'll go over them. Just want to make sure I find a plan first before I do that. I just wanted to verify your actual prescriptions. I mean, the prescription that you're taking for what particular type of illness it is. But we'll go back to that in a moment. Now, before I could discuss the plans available to you, Medicare requires I remind you that this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You don't need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation won't affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll in any plan today. Talking with me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you in any plan. Now, with your permission, the verbal scope of appointment allows me to discuss Medicare plans in your area. Do I have your permission to proceed, Mrs. Zombeck?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me see what we got here. And do you have any appointments? You said you have an appointment coming up, correct?
Yeah, I got Thursday.
This Thursday, okay.
Dr. John.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting up in age. That's why I'm switching, you know.
I understand, because maybe soon enough he'll probably retire.
Yeah, and then when they do that, they say, well, I'm retiring. Find another doctor.
That's true. That's been happening to a lot of people lately.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I could see it coming, because when I go see him, I tell him something. He said, well, I'm going to refer you to this guy.
At least he's referring you.
So he used to do it, but now he's referring all this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a sign. He's about, I'd say he's 70.
Yeah, he's about to retire.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is about to retire. He said bye.
Well, he's my age.
Mm-hmm.
They say I don't talk like, I'm 70.
Well, I don't know how they're supposed to sound, but hey.
That's what I told them. I don't know how you're supposed to sound when you're 70, but this is the way I sound.
Exactly.
There's probably nothing more I can get.
You never know. You never know.
because that my UnitedHealthcare, they give me $190.
That's pretty good, actually, because for the other two UnitedHealthcare plans, you're getting the most from what I see right now. Hold on, please. Yeah. Yeah, out of the actual plans that are tailored to you, tailored to the fact that you do have Medicaid, you are getting the most right now, $192. One second.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're not interested in the other plans that we have available with the other health insurance carriers, then yeah, that will stay with. I would suggest sticking with that one. Let me just check.
Right.
For,
that's what I'm going to do.
Humana's given a great allowance and coverage for dental.
Yeah. I think I'm going to just stay right where I'm at.
Yeah, I would suggest the same thing. All right, so...
I wanted to ask you.
Yes, sir.
How come they're charging me copay on some of my medication now?
That's how your plan is set up. That goes for a lot of health coverage plans.
But it never before. This is the first month that they...
First year?
Yeah.
I'm not sure why they made the change. You would have to contact them personally. The customer service number should be on your card. If you don't see it, I could give you that number. You could ask them. You could give them a call and ask them about the change.
All right. Yeah, I don't know why the... I just started paying, like I just got my medicine the other day and they charged me. I said, I haven't got charged ever since I got UnitedHealthcare. All of a sudden it's $6, $4.
Yeah, that depends on the health, that's the health insurance carrier. Every year they make changes. We don't know why. We're not in control of that.
They don't even tell you.
So you could give them a call and find out why.
Yeah. So I'll just stay right where I'm at in, huh?
All right, sir. That's fine. All right, you could call back at the end of the year. They may have changes at that time again.
Okay.
As they usually do. Okay? So you could give a call then.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Best wishes to you. You have a good evening. Enjoy your week.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.